And when she angrily said it was unfair for critics of Bush policies to be accused of being unpatriotic. We're Americans. We have the right to participate and debate any administration. She then...
she said that, the Hollywood types.
Yeah, she says people that complain about the Bush policies are punished.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this, though. There are protesters at this event protesting. They're pro-life people.
Yeah.
I guess because she's pro-choice. They were removed.
Really?
After she complains.
The very thing she's talking about. So
she complains about people being punished for speaking out. Protesters show up. They're removed.
Yep. There they are exercising their freedom of speech. And look at that. How do you like that? You know what? That says it all right there. That says it all in a nutshell. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? She wants to fall all over Hollywood because she doesn't want to bite the hand that feeds her. I mean, the Hollywood types are always getting ready to give her a home or Bill and her a home or what have you. And those people do nothing but kiss their ass day and night. She's used to that. So, naturally, she wants to align herself with those idiots.
You know, what's funny is during all the...
Stupid bitch.
All the criticism about Bill Clinton, I don't ever recall hearing one person, not one person in his administration say, hey, it's a freedom of speech, it's their right to say that. I heard a lot more of,
it's a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah.
Or I heard people attacked or discredited somehow.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I heard very few people say, well, it's their right to say what they think about him getting BJs or...
Mm-hmm.
No, they attacked people. They absolutely tried to destroy people that spoke out against Bill Clinton. So for her to...
At this moment of great potential, let's not squander our children's futures. Let's elect leaders who will leave no child behind. Leaders who don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Leaders like Al Gore and Joe Lieberman.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, what a voice. How did Bill put up with that?
Tough in the air.
How did Bill put up with that?
She wasn't around him.
I mean... My God, did she use the word squander in this thing you just read that's current?
Did she what?
Did she say squander?
Squandered the surpluses.
See, she likes using that word.
Yeah, she does.
See, there you go.
Thank you.
Oh, God. What an annoying bitch.
Oh, God. What
else?
Voice.
I don't know if you recall when people were speaking out, also complaining on impeachment hearings. Larry Flint came forward and said, I'm soliciting dirt on Republicans.
Right.
Send me whatever you can.
I remember that.
I don't remember hearing Hillary Clinton complain about that.
No. Oh, not a word. Not a word.
Those would have been people speaking out getting punished. I don't recall her having anything to say about that. It's interesting.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah,
boy, you talk about calling the kettle black. My God, man.
I wish she would go away.
How can she... Wouldn't it be nice if you could just email her back and have it... I just would love her to just read everybody's remarks in response to this garbage that just poured out of her.
I'm sure she hears her share, but...
It would be nice, though.
You know...